I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. For minorities in Syria, the past year since the Assad regime fell has brought hope, tainted with tragedy. Samuel with Redemptive Stories describes the nation this way.
Still very tenuous and very uneasy, even as things continue to maybe on the outside perceived as improved. But internally, it's still very unstable.
Case in point, last Friday, an Alawite mosque in the city of Homs was bombed, killing at least eight. A terrorist group claimed the attack. Then on Sunday, thousands of Alawites took to the streets to protest the violence and discrimination they've endured. But clashes broke out with counter-demonstrators and security forces. It's only one of many stories of violence in Syria over the past year. But in the chaos, Samuel says Alawites and Druze are meeting faithful believers and finding Christ. Pray for more people to hear the gospel in Syria. And we'll end today in the United States, where Warriors Set Free, a division of Set Free, strives to do one thing well.
It's all about Jesus and destroying the work of the enemy.
Director Steve Prince says Warriors Set Free is a freedom ministry for veterans and first responders. These individuals often endure trauma in the line of duty, experiences that leave mental and emotional scars.
They feel the weight of the pain of the past, of all the trauma they've been carrying, and we get to see God heal their spirits and destroy the work of the devil.
The ministry will continue its one-day freedom appointments in 2026 and is also planning four-day freedom events in Michigan, Kentucky, and Georgia.
We have veterans come from all over the nation for those.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.